Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Chaf Gimel. We left off on daf Chaf Bezem and Bez. We're at the two dots on daf Chaf Bezem and Bez. So we're going back to a quote from our Mishnah, from the Mishnah that we started the parak with, and the Gemara quotes Krichos Perushas Harabim Harei Elu Shalom, that if you find Krichos in Rishas Harabim, you find stalks of grain in Rishas Harabim, so then you're allowed to keep it. Harei Elu Shalom. You don't have to do any announcing, you don't have to do any returning. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Vafilu B'davar Sheyesh Bo Simen. Even if it has a simen on it, still you're allowed to keep it. You don't have to go around being machriz. Alma Kasav Rabba Simen Ha'asui L'Drosla V'Simen. So apparently Rabba holds, why does the simen not suffice to require you to go and be machriz? Why are you allowed to keep it? Because this simen is not a very strong simen, since the item was left out in the Rosh Hashanah and people are going to trample all over it, and the simen is likely going to be destroyed anyway, so therefore the simen is a weak simen. Rashi says, Ha'asui L'Drosha Makam Shusham Ragil Bedrisas B'nei Adam, that the place where the item was left is very common to have people walk all over it, and the item itself is very low to the ground, and it's very easy to trample on it. So since it's likely that this simen is going to be destroyed anyway by trampling feet, therefore the simen is not going to be a good simen. Rava Amar, Rava says, Lo Shana El B'davar She'en Bo Simen. No, when do we say you're allowed to keep the krichos without announcing? That's only if there's no simen on it. Aval B'davar She'esh Bo Simen, Chayv L'Hachriz. But if there is a simen on it, then absolutely you need to announce about it. Alma Ksava Rava, what do we see? That Rava holds Simen Asu Lidras Havi Simen, that even if the Simen is going to ultimately get trampled, still it's going to be considered a valid Simen. So the way we just quoted the Machlokas Rava and Rabba is that they both fit with our Mishnah. It's just a matter of how you understand the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah speaking about a case where it has a simen, or is the Mishnah speaking about a case where it doesn't have a simen? If it's speaking about a case even where it does have a simen, so you see that a simen asi lidrus is as good as not having a simen. It doesn't do anything for you. But if you say that the Mishnah is talking about a case only where it doesn't have a simen, that's because if it were to have a simen, even though it's asi lidrus, it would be a good simen. Now the Gemara is going to quote another version of the machlokas between Rava and Rabba, where the Mishnah maybe doesn't fit so well according to everybody. Says the Gemara, V'ika d'mashin l'hashmait about binafsha. Some have these shitos mentioned independently, not as relating to the Mishnah. But simen asi lidros, just stam, when we're discussing a case of simen asi lidros, of a simen that can be trampled on, Rabba amar lavi simen, v'rabba amar havi simen. Rabba says it's no good, Rabba says it is good. So Tanan, and then we quote our Mishnah, Krichos Pirshus Rabim Harei El Shalom, Pirshus Yach Notel Machriz. If you find Krichos in Rosh Hashanah, you get to keep it. If you find them in Rosh Hashanah, though, you need to go and announce about it and see if you can find the original owner. So asks the Gemara, wait a second, Hei Chidami, Eid the Lespa Hu Simen, if there's no Simen on it, then Rosh Hashayachid, my machriz. What in the world are you going to go around announcing in the Rosh Hashayachid if there's no simen on it? Tulsa says, Pirish lamat sarich lahachriz hamotzei. Why would you need to be machriz about it when you find it? Me'achar sha'avod ein bo simen litein. And if the guy who lost it is not going to have any simen to give for it anyway, so what's the point of going around and announcing about it if there's no simen? Elolav, so says the Gemara, rather you have to say, the isbu simen, that it does have a simen. V'katani, and nevertheless we say, Bereshus HaRabim, Harei Elu Shalom, it has a simen, but in Rosh HaRabim, it's yours. You get to keep it if you find it in Rosh HaRabim. Why? Alma simen asu lidros lavi simen. Seems that any simen that's going to be trampled on and therefore destroyed doesn't count as a valid simen, and that's a raya to Rabba. It's exactly Rabba's shita. Yufta de Rava, and that's a kasha on Rava. Rava said even a simen asi lidros does count as a simen. So answers Gemara, Amulcha Rava liyalam de lesbuhu simen. Really, we're discussing a case where it does not have a simen. We ask the kasha, if it doesn't have a simen, what's the purpose of announcing it when you find it in Rosh Hashayachid? The owner is not going to be able to give you a simen anyway. With the comment, Rosh Hashayachid, my machriz, that which you asked, what's the point of being machriz in Rosh Hashayachid? Machrez makom. You're machrez because the guy might be able to tell you where it was, where he lost it. And if he's able to give you a location, that can serve in place of a simen. Meaning a simen generally is about the item itself. It's on the guf hadavar. Over here, you were not discussing the item itself. The guy may be able to tell you, though, a specific enough location to indicate that he is, in fact, the one that lost it. So if he's able to give you that, you would return it to him. The Rabba Amar and Rabba would say, no, makom lave simen. Makom does not take the place of a simen. To say where it was is not a good enough simen. The Itmar, and this was a general statement, makom Rabba Amar lave simen, Rabba Amar havi simen. Rabba says makom is not a good simen. Rabba says it is a good simen. If it is a good simen, if you hold like Rabba, the Rishonim asks, the Ran asks, if one were to hold it is a good simen, then why do we have anything in our Mishnah where we say Hare Elu Shalom? Can't you always say that Makom is a good simen? So granted, Krichos, we said, Bershas HaRabim, you're not going to say Makom is a good simen in Rosh HaSarabim, because a million people walk by there and anyone could have dropped anything there. So fine, but the Mishnah only mentioned Krichos in Rosh HaSarabim. What about all the other cases at the beginning of the Mishnah? We said Matzah Peros Mefuzarin, Maos Mefuzaros, all these things we said are Harei L'Shalom. You get to keep all these things. So why would you be able to keep them if Makom is a good simon? Shouldn't you have to be Machriz all of these things? So the Shita Mukbetzes quotes from the Ravid that maybe when we say Krichos Bereshus Harabim, that word Bereshus Harabim is not only going on the case of Krichos. Maybe it's just Megala that all the other cases are also Bereshus Rabbim. I think this doesn't really sound that way from the Mishnah, because had it mentioned Bereshus Rabbim last, then the word Bereshus Rabbim after listing all the cases, then that would be an easy read. Then you'd be able to say, okay, if you find Malos Mefuzaros, Peros Mefuzaros, Malos Mefuzaros, Krichos, Igulei Tvela, Kikar Shonachlo, Machros Shodag, Machatiz Shobasar, Gizei Tzemera, Halukuchum Imedin Aslan, Vanisei Pishol Lashon Shal Argamon, and then say Bereshus HaRabim, then you could say, yeah, the Bereshus HaRabim is going on all those cases. But to just have the Bereshus HaRabim smack dab in the middle of those cases makes it very clear that the Bereshus HaRabim is only going on the case of the Krichos. Makes it sound like the Bereshus HaRabim is not going on the entire Mishnah. So Shidim Kletzos quotes from a Ravid that maybe it's going on everything, but it doesn't seem that way from the Mishnah. So it's a kasha the Ran has. Why is it that it should be Harei L'Shalom? After all, the makom should be a simon. So the Ran says you have to say that the cases in our Mishnah where you get to keep it is where it's clearly biderech nefila, that it clearly wasn't placed there. It was clearly dropped. And if it was dropped, the guy's not going to have any idea where he dropped it anyway, because if it was dropped, he doesn't. How would he know where he dropped it? That's the whole point. If it's dropped, so you have to say that all those things were found biderech nefila. Okay, says Gemara Tashma. Let's bring a raya. Krichos Bereshus HaRabim Harei L'Shalom Bereshus Yachid No Telemachrez. Our Mishnah said that Krichos that you find in Rosh HaSarabim you get to keep, but if you find them in Rosh HaSarabim you have to announce about it. V'alumos Bein Rosh HaSarabim Bein Bereshus Yachid No Telemachrez. But alumos, which are larger grains, whether it's in Rosh HaSarabim or Rosh HaSarabim, you have to announce. Rabba Echim Itayisla V'Rabba Echim Itayisla. So let's try to figure out how do each Rabba and Rava understand that distinction between Krichos and Alumos, meaning Rabbi who says that Rosh HaSarabim is an issue of Nidras, and therefore any simon that's also Lidares, any simon that's going to be trampled on is worthless. So why are Alumos okay? Why Alumos and Rosh HaSarabim do you go and announce about it? Do you have to return it? Why can't you rely on the fact that whatever simon they have has been trampled all over? And Rava, who understands that the case of Krichos is when there is no simen, so why should Krichos be any different than Alumos? Again, why is it that by Alumos, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says rather, whether it's Rosh HaSarabim or Rosh HaSayachid, you're going to be Nota L'Machriz, whereas by Krichos it's only in the Rosh HaSayachid you're Nota L'Machriz. So says Gemara, Rabba Matayis L'Tamei B'Simen. Rabba will answer according to his Shita that we are talking about where it has a Simen. V'Rabba Matayis L'Tamei B'Makom. And Rabba will answer according to his Shita that there's no Simen on the item, but the only issue is that the owner may be able to identify the place where it was found. Rabba Matthias Tamei B'Simin, Krichos Pershus Rabba Reil Shalom. When you find Krichos and Rishus Rabba, you get to keep it. Why? Mishum de Medrasa, because they've been trampled on, and therefore the Simin becomes worthless. But Pershus Hayachid, not to Lamachris, to Lo Medrasa. But when you find it in Rishus Hayachid, you have to go and announce and find the owner, because it wasn't trampled on, and therefore the Simin is worth something. Vaha Alumos, Bain Pershus Harabim, Bain Pershus Hayachid, not to Lamachris, Kivin de Gabay and Lo Medrasa. But the Alumos, you're always going to have to announce because of their size, they're not something that are commonly trampled on. Even if you leave it in the Rishus Rabbim, why is the Simon worthless when it was left in the Rishus Rabbim? Because we said it's a Simon Asali Dares. People are going to trample all over it and the Simon will become destroyed. But by the Alumos, the Simon is not going to become destroyed even when it's left in the Rishus Rabbim. Verava mitaritz l'tamei b'matom, and Rava will answer according to his shita that there is no simin on the item, and we're clearly talking about where the original owner might be able to identify the place that it was lost. So krichos brishus rabim harel shalo diminashtefa, the krichos in rishus rabim you get to keep, because even if the owner knew exactly where he dropped it in rishus rabim, since they're so small, people kick them around and they go from one place to another, animals kick them around, so it's very unlikely that the place where you found it is the place where it was lost. So nobody's going to be able to give you a simon based on the makom. No one's going to be able to identify the place that it was lost. It got kicked around and moved around a lot already. So it's not going to be identifiable based on location. That's why krichos and rishus rabim you get to keep. But in Rishus HaYachid, you have to announce about it. You don't get to keep it because it likely was not moved around since it fell, and someone may be able to identify the place that it fell. Vaha'alumos, but the larger grains, bein Rishus HaRabim, o bein Rishus HaYachid, whether it be Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid, not to the Machriz, you have to go and announce and find the original owner. Why? Kivin de Yakiri, lo minashtefa. Since they are Yakiri, Yakiri normally means expensive or precious. Over here, Yakiri, Rashi says one word, kvedos. Since they're heavy, they're not easily kicked around. So if it's something that's heavy and is not easily kicked around, then I don't care if it's in Rishus Rabim or Rishus Yachid. Either way, the owner is going to be able to identify based on location. He'll be able to identify the item as his based on the location that it was found. Fine, so that's the machlokas. Rabba and Rava. Tashma says, Gemara, let's bring a raya. Kikar shel nachtam harel shalo. Our Mishnah says that if you find a baker's bread, where the baker makes thousands of the same type of bread, so then you get to keep it, as opposed to shel balabayis, hashel balabayis chayev lahachriz. If you find kikaros of a balabayis, you have to announce, because each balabayis has their own unique way. A woman makes challah, there's her own unique way of making challah. You can identify her challah, because that's the way she makes it uniquely. Shel balabayis my time. Well, why by the balabayis do you have to announce it? Kivin de ispu simin, since there's a simin, the made the idea, rifted the inish inishu, everyone knows that this is the bread of this person, because it looks uniquely like this person's bread. Velo shorishus harabim, velo shorishus yachid, no telemachriz. Makes it sound like it doesn't matter if you found the bread in Rosh Hashanah or if you found the bread in Rosh Hashanah. Either way, you take it and you go and announce and try to find the owner. So what do you see from there? You found bread that has some sort of simen in Rosh Hashanah. As long as it's a kikar shel balabais, you have to find the original owner. Alma simen also the daris havi simen. Sounds like even though it's in Rosh Hashanah and people are going to trample all over it, still, it's a valid simon. So we're not worried about a simon asalidaris, about people trampling on the simon. It's still going to be a valid simon. Tiyufta de Rabba, that's a tiyufta on Rabba, and a strong raya for Rava. So answers the Gemara, no. Amalacha Rabba. Rabba could easily answer you. Hasam hainu taima mishum de'in ma'avirin ala ochlin. The reason why we're not worried that the bread is going to get trampled all over is that there's a rule that you're not allowed to be mavir on ochlin. What does it mean, not allowed to be mavir on ochlin? Says Rashi, hamotzi ochlin baderech ein rashi lavar aleim la'anichem sham. If you pass by ochlin, you pass by food in the road, you're not allowed to pass right by it and just leave it there. You have to pick it up. Hilkach lo nidrusu, so it's never going to be destroyed. Shemisha matzon rishon nagbian. Whoever finds it first must pick it up. So you don't have to worry that the bread's simanim are asur lidaris. They're not asur lidaris. No one's allowed to pass by food and just leave it there. So it's for sure going to get picked up with its simen intact. So frak the Gemara, really? Everyone's going to pick it up? Anyone who passes by is for sure going to pick it up? Vahayika nachrim. What about Gayim? Gayim don't have this rule of Ein Mavir and Ela Ochlin. They might just trample on it. And it says Gemara, nachrim chayshi l'kshafim. Now the Gayim are unlikely to do that because they're worried about kishuf, meaning they assume that it was put there in order to do some sort of kishuf on them and to negatively affect the people who trample on it, and therefore they may not pick it up, but they're certainly not going to trample on it. They assume there's some sort of curse associated with stepping on this bread. It's like stepping on the lines. They're afraid to do this. It's bad luck. So they're not going to step on the bread because it's bad luck to step on the bread. They may not pick it up, fine, but it's not also lidaris because no one's going to trample on it. Frankly, Gemara, okay, fine. Goyim might be superstitious and they might not want to trample on it. But Vayika Behemu Klavim, animals don't share any of those superstitions. They might want to trample on it. And so the Gemara, Basu Lo Shchichi Behemu Klavim. We're talking in a place where Behemu and Klavim are not commonly found. So the point is, Rabbah has a way out of the issue of Kikar Shel Baal HaBayis just by saying that it's not going to get trampled because Ein Mavir Nala Ochlin. So says Tosos, Ein Mavir Nala Ochlin, he quotes Rashi that Eino Rashi Lavra Me'alein, that you're not allowed to pass by it, you have to pick it up. Aval Ein Lefarish Ein Mavirin Hainu Ein Dors Me'alein. He says, don't say Ein Mavirin doesn't mean that you have to pick it up, just that you're not allowed to trample on it. Don't say that that's pshat, which, by the way, is what the Me'iri says pshat is. Because later on in the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara says, Gamliel says Rabbi Ilai, take the gluska because ein mavirin. So what do you see? Ein mavirin isn't just don't step on it. He says, take it because ein mavirin. Ein mavirin means you have to actually pick it up. Furthermore, it says over there, "Avol b'doros achronim shaprutzos b'kshafim ma'avirin," that in the later generations where people are involved in kishuf, we are ma'avirin. The ein ma'avirin hainu ein darsin. If ein ma'avirin means that you're not supposed to trample on it, imkein haytu kamar nami shaprutzos b'kshafim hainu darsim. So when you say that they're prutzos b'kshafim, you'd say that we should be doris on it. V'achumash b'dvasu daisu b'kshafim ein darsin. And over here it says that if you're worried about kishuf, you bedafka would avoid trampling on it, right? The Gemara says, why did the nachrim not step on it? Why would they not trample on it? Because they're worried about kishuf. So it wouldn't make any sense for the Gemara to say, nowadays where there's so much kishuf, then ma'avirin. If ma'avirin meant trample on it. Our Gemara says, no, if you're worried about kishuf, you wouldn't trample on it. So Elamaito says you have to say like me and Rashi. You have to say that ein ma'avirin means that you have to take it. Ma'avirin would mean don't take it, but don't trample on it either. Just walk right by it. That's the pshat in what the words mean. Okay, in terms of the animals issue, right, the Gemara says, well, wait a second, aren't the animals still going to walk all over it? So Gemara says, it must be that it's not shchiach that there are dogs there. Frektosos va'ika behemo klavim vim tomar l'ravinami yiksha va'ika behemo klavim da'achli luhu k'damar lo'el v'ika shkatsur masim da'achli. Even according to Rava, right, we said that this is a raya to Rava because the simon is going to be a valid simon even though it's in Rosh Hashanah. But even according to Rava, shouldn't you worry that animals are going to eat it? Forget about trampling on it and ruining the simon and whether a simon asli lidras is a good simon or not. Shouldn't you have to worry that animals are going to eat it? So it says, Tosos Yeshom Adachmer b'kikars gadol shi'ef shi'achlum. They're so big that no animal could eat it. Unbelievable. No, how big does it have to be for an animal not to eat it? I would imagine that animals would, you know, especially enough animals, it's in Rosh Hashanah, a lot of animals walking by. It's a very difficult idea to understand that it's too big for animals to eat. Unclear. Anyway, says Gemara Vayter, Lema Katanoi. Maybe this is the subject of Machlokes Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Davar Sheish Bo Shinoi, Chayav Lahachriz. Rabbi Yehuda says anything unusual you need to announce. Ketzad. How so? Matzi igulu b'tocho cheres, kikar b'tocho ma'os. If you find a fig cake and there's a piece of a shard of pottery right in the middle, you find a loaf of bread and there's money right in the middle of it. Mechal de Tanakama sover areil shalo. So it sounds like the Tanakama holds that you get to keep it, that you don't have to announce it. So what's the issue? Why would, when you find an eagle that has a piece of cheres in it, you find a loaf of bread that has money in it, why would it be that Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to announce it, and Tanakama says you could just keep it? So it must be Savrua. The Gemara is going to be very repetitive from here to the end of the Amud. Savrua de kuli alma simin abameel of havi simin umavirin ala ochlin. We're going to assume as a basis that everyone holds that a simen that could happen by itself, like a shard of pottery falling into an eagle of Devela, that is a good simen. And ma'avirun ala ochlin, we're going to assume that you're allowed to walk by food without picking it up. So my lav b'simen asli lidrus kamiflagi. So what's the issue over here? The issue is you have a good simen, but it's something that's in Rosh Hashanah where people could walk all over it, and that must be the machlokas. Is that going to destroy the simen? The fact that people could walk all over it and ruin it, is that going to ruin the effectiveness of the simen? Mar savar lo avi simen umar savar avi simen. That's exactly the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Yechayv lahachros apparently holds it is a good simen like Rava, and the Tanakamu says that you get to keep it would hold like Rabba that it's not a good simen. So Rav Zvid mishmei de Rava. No, Rav Zvid says in the name of Rava, Isal kadai tuk tuk savr ta nakam simen osi lidros lavi simen umavir na la ochlin. If we were to assume that a simen osi lidros, that a simen that can get trampled on, is not a good simen, and ma'avir na la ochlin, and you're allowed to walk by food, kikar shal balabayis b'rishus rabba mai machris. Why would you ever announce about kikaros of a balabayis? Why would you ever announce about bread made by an individual if you're going to assume that people are allowed to walk right by it, and anything people could step on, the simen is going to be worthless? So why would you ever announce about kikar shel balabais? Whatever simen the balabais has on it is by definition worthless. So that can't be. That can't even be a possibility. Ella amar avzun mishmei derava dekuli alma. No, what everyone agrees to is dekuli alma savri simen asli lidros havi simen. Everyone agrees, like Rava said before, that when you trample, even a simen that could get trampled all over is still a good simen. Umavirin ala ochlin. And people trample all over the food. V'hacha b'simen abba me'elav kamiflagi. Over here the machlokas is about a simen that comes by itself. The Tanakama savar simen abba me'elav lavi simen. Rabbi Yehuda savar havi simen. Tanakama holds simen abba me'elav is not a good simen. And Rabbi Yehuda holds simen abba me'elav, a simen that comes on its own, is a good simen. Meaning the simen abba me'elav, if you hold it, is a good simen. That means, Rashi says, that means that even though it's possible for this simen to come by on its own, it's possible for a shard of pottery to fall into an eagle, it's possible for money to fall into a kikar, but we make the assumption that that's not what happened. We make the assumption that even though it's possible for this simen to have just been a coincidence and to have happened by itself, we assume that the person put it there, that the person did this as a simen. Frektosos fakasha, dein derech lases maos bakikar l'simen. Who does that? Who puts money in their loaf of bread for a simen? I want to make a simen on my loaf of bread that if someone finds it, they're going to be, they'll know that it's mine. So I'm going to put money in it? Isn't that just going to cause someone to find it, to have Yetzer Hara to take the money? Why would I put money in a loaf? That's such an unusual thing to do. So for Rashi to say, yeah, it's bamei elav, but, I mean, it can be bamei elav, but we're going to assume that you put it there on purpose. Tosfos says, no, no one would ever put it there on purpose. So says Tosfos, Eliyesh lomer de'emer yada shenafel losham. No, it must be that the assumption is not that I put it there on purpose, but that it fell there, but I knew that it fell there, and because I knew that it fell there, I know that my loaf of bread is unique, and therefore I know that someone is going to, if someone does find it, they'll have a way of finding me. Right, so Umandi Amalavi Simon, and the one that says that it's not a good Simon says Tosfos, given to the Regilus Lava Me'elav, since it happens by itself very often, Mistama Lo Yada, Kivan Shein Nikar B'chutz. So probably I didn't know about it, since you can't tell from the outside of the bread that there's anything unusual about it, meaning the money is stuck inside the bread. So since it's not a Simon that's recognizable from the outside, it's likely that I didn't even know about it. But of the simani behema shehein me'alehen, havi simen kivin shenikar b'chutz. Simani, so Tosfos says basically what you need is one of two factors. For a simen to be valid, you need it to either be something that's clearly recognizable from an external view, just from looking at it from the outside, or that you put it there on purpose. One or the other. If it's b'me'elav, if it happened by itself and you can't recognize it, that would be the shita that it's not a good simen. But the shita that holds it's not a good simen would hold if you have one of the two factors, that either you put it there on purpose or it's recognizable, that would make it a good enough simen. But either way, the way the Gemara understands it is you have a machlokas, whether simen haba me'elav is a valid simen or is not a valid simen. You have a discussion in the poskim. How do we paskin over here? If simen haba me'elav, the Rush paskins that it's not a valid simen. The Rambam paskins it is a valid siman. So asks the Torah, what, I understand the Rush very well, right? The Chachamim hold, like the Rush, the Chachamim hold that it's not a good siman. But why would the Rambam paskin it is a good siman? Why would the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim, right? Tanakam is the Chachamim. Why would the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim? So Kesef Mishnah says that clearly the Rambam had a different gears than the Mishnah. The Rambam clearly had that it's not just a Tanakama, it's a Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda. So, and the klal is Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rush didn't have that gear, so the Rush held it was a Tanakama against Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama against Rabbi Yehuda, so then you're going to go like the Chachamim, you're not going to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Shulchan Aruch obviously paskens like the Rambam, and as can be expected, the Rambam says Yesh Omrim like the Rush. Says Gemara, for Rabba Amar Lach Tukli Alma Simen Asu Lidras Lavi Simen. That Rabba would say that everyone would agree a simen that's going to be trampled on is not a good simen. Vein Mavir Nalochlin, and you're not allowed to pass by food without picking it up. Vahacha B'Simen Abameyelav Kamifli. The whole machlokas is about Simen Abameyelav. Tanakama Savar Lavi Simen. Rabbi the Savar Havi Simen. Ikada Amri, another version of the discussion. Again, it's going to be somewhat repetitive. Savrua dukali alma simna bameil of havi simna of simna selidras lavi simna. Everyone holds a simna bameil of a simna that comes on its own is a good simna, and a simna that's going to be trampled on is not a good simna. My love, mavir and alochim kamifugi. And the whole machlokas is, can you trample on food? Can you walk right by food, or do you have to pick it up? The marsaver mavirin, and marsaver ain't mavirin. That if you hold, you're allowed to walk by it, so that's going to make it a simen ase lidrus, which will destroy its validity as a simen. And marsaver ain't mavirin, in which case, you're not allowed to walk by it, so it's the simen is still going to be strong. If you hold that a simen ase lidrus is not a good simen, umavirin alochlin, and you're allowed to walk by the food, Kikar Shal Baal Bayis B'Rishus Rabbim, my machras, why would you ever announce about Kikar Shal Baal Bayis in Rishus Rabbim? Can't you automatically assume, even if it has a simon, it's been trampled all over? Ella Amar Azim Mishmei Derava, Dukuli Alma Savri Simon Asi Lidrus Havi Simon. Now, it must be that everyone holds that a simon that's going to be trampled on is a good simon. Umavirun Ala Ochlin, and people do trample on food, are allowed to walk by food. Vahacha B'Simon Abame Elif Kamifligi, and over here the Machlokas is about a simon that comes on its own. The Tanakama suffers simon abameel of lavi simon. Rabbita suffers simon, and Rabbita holds it is havi simon. It is a good simon. The Rabba Amar Lach, and Rabba would say no. The kuli alma simon also lidros lavi simon. That everyone would say that a simon that can be trampled on is not a good simon. Ve'in mavir nala ochlin, but no one's going to trample on food. V'hachu b'simen abameil of kamiflegi. And over here, the machlokas is about a simen that comes on its own. Tanakama suffer simen abameil of lavi simen. Tanakama holds a simen that comes on its own is not a good simen. Rabbiudah suffer simen havi simen. Rabbiudah holds it is a good simen. Period. Now says Gemara, Amrav zimishmei derava. Klala da avedasa. The rule about an aveda is as follows. Kivan da amar, havi lo le chesron kis. Woe unto me for the loss of money. Miyayish lemina. That's when we assume Yeush has happened. Yeush is when a person says, oh my gosh, I can't believe I lost that money. So he considers it lost. That's going to be considered Yeush. The Rav Gustman in the Kuntrasei Shiurim writes, it's interesting that we say Klala Da Avedasa. The klal that we give is about Yeush. Right? We're giving a klal to determine when Yeush occurs. Why do we call that Klala Da Avedasa? Shouldn't that be Klala Da Yeush? So Rav Gustman says a yesod in Yeush. He says Yeush is not a matir on its own right. Yeush itself, it's not like hefker. When I make something hefker, I'm declaring that I'm relinquishing my ownership of something, and that's a matir for anyone else to go and take it. That's not what Yeush is. Yeush doesn't work on its own. Yeush is a simen that the Aveda has reached such a madrega that it's so avud mimeni, it is so lost from me that it's gone, that now anyone else is allowed to take it. It's a madrega within Aveda, meaning Yeush doesn't work when something is not an Aveda. We discussed on Shabbos, the Ramban holds that Yeush on something that's in my Rishus doesn't help. Hefker only helps when it's in my Rishus, according to many Rishonim. Yeush doesn't help unless it's out of my Rishus. Why? Why does Yeush not help when it's in my Rishus? Again, because of this Yesod. Yeush is the Madrega of Aveda. Yeush doesn't work independently. So if it's not already an Aveda, then Yeush will accomplish nothing. Yesh will only accomplish when something's already an Aveda, and Yesh will say, you see how much of an Aveda it is that I'm already miyayish from it. It's Megala, the Matzav of the Aveda, that it's totally Avud min Abaylim. And that's why we call it Klala Davedasa. So that's the it's a beautiful diuk in the Gemara. It's a great vart in terms of what Yeish is. It fits in beautifully with the Rishonim. V'amar Rav Zimri Shmei D'Ravi Hilsa Krichos Bereshus Rabim Harel Shalom Bereshus Yachid. The halacha is Krichos in Bereshus Rabim you get to keep Bereshus Yachid. If you find in Bereshus Yachid Ider Nefila Harel Shalom, if it looks like it had fallen there, you can keep it. Ider Chanacha, if it looks like someone placed it there, no telemachris. You should go and announce it. V'zev v'zev b'davar shein bo simin. That's provided it does not have a simin. But in Rosh Hashanah, if it has a simin, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, whether it fell there or was placed there, you're always going to have to announce. If it has a simin, you always have to announce it. Who made this comment? It's Rava who made this comment, as can be expected. Again, Rava was one that said, the one that said that even a simin asli lidras is a good simin. So Rava is expected to say that if it has a simin, even if it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're going to have to go and be machriz and try to return the item. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, machrozos shel dagin. Right, so the Mishnah had said if you have bundles of fish or tied together fish, that was also on the list of things that harei elu shalo, machroz shel dagim, chatichu shel basar, etc. So frek the Gemara, amai, lahavi kesher simin, why isn't the knot that you tied it with a valid simin? And it says, bekatra de tzayda, de kuleyal mahachi mekatri. It's a standard knot. Everyone ties, all fishermen tie the knots on the fish this way. So v'lavi minyan simin, why isn't the number of fish tied in the package considered a good simin? It says, not everyone ties it by the dozen, let's say, or whatever, by the half dozen. There's a standard number that everyone ties it by, so the number's not going to be a simin. B'ayimim Rav Sheshes, minyan havi simin or lavi simin. In general, are numbers a good simin or are numbers not a good simin? Amalu Rav Sheshes, meaning obviously if it's a standard number, so it's not going to be, but what if you have, in general, you have there is no standard number. Can I say, I lost X amount of that item, is that going to be a good enough simin? Amalu Rav Sheshes, tanisua. Matzah kli kesef kli nechoshes, gistron shalever, v'chol kli matchos, hareza lo yakzir, achi ten os. So all these medals, you're not allowed to return unless the person gives a sign, o achi chavin mishkalosav, where he can tell you the exact weight of the items. So it says Gemara, wait, what difference does it make if he tells you the weight, the number of the item, the measurement of the item? It's all the same. It's all just quantitative issues. If the person can quantify the item that you found, that's a good enough simin. From the fact that weight is a simin, other ways of quantifying the item are also going to be a good simin. Fractosis, is that so pashut? Midamishkal have simin, midinami have simin. Fractosis, mashma de mida adifa. Makes it sound over here that a better identifying characteristic than weight is the measurement of an item. Right, we say because if Mishkal is a good simin, then for sure Mida and Minyan is a good simin. So it sounds like Mida and Minyan is a better identifying characteristic than weight is. Fractosus in Tom of Ram Rinan, Yinasin Omer Mishkalosa, Volola Omer, Mida Sarcha Varathbo, Mashma de Mishkal Avi Simin Tfei. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, you find a piece of clothing, give it to the person who can tell you its weight, but not to the person who can tell you its exact measurement. So don't you see that measurement is less of a simon than weight? Answers tells us it depends on the item. When is the weight a better simon? Something that when you're dealing with something that people generally don't weigh. Then if the guy knows its weight, he must be the owner, because who else would know the weight of something like this, right? If it's something that people generally don't weigh, but if it's something that people generally do weigh, then weight is not as good of a simon as the mida, as the measurements of the item. Says Gemara Vayter, v'chatichos shel basar, and also chatichos of meat, we said, is also harel shelo, you get to keep. Ask Gemara, may lahavi mishkal simin, shouldn't the weight of the meat be a simin? And says Gemara, mishkal v'shavin, it's sold by the pound, you know, or it's sold in 5-pound packages. So it's a 5-pound package. You didn't, it's a very standard size. Vavit chaticha gufa simin, so why don't we say that the cut of meat itself is it should be a valid simin? And it says Gemara, od de dafka od de atma, that you're dealing with a cut of meat that's not at all unusual. Milo tanya matzah chatichos dagim v'dag nashuch chayv lahachris. That we learned in the Brisa, if you find cuts of fish or a bitten piece of fish, you have to announce it. Chaviyo shel yayin v'shel shem v'shel tvua v'shel grogel v'shel zesim harel shelo. But barrels of items that you're allowed to keep. Hacha mayaskinan. So says Gemara, no, but that's over there we're talking about where there's a simen that it wasn't cut in the normal way. So if it's something is not cut in the normal way, then it's a good simen. Then you have to go and be machriz. But if it's cut in the normal way, if it's cut with a standard cut of meat, then you don't have to be machriz. Then it's harei l'shalo. Then you get to keep it. Ki had the Rav Barafuna, just like Rav Barafuna mechatech la atlasa karnisa, he would cut his meat in a triangle. Right, Rashi draws a triangle in case you don't know what a three-cornered, shape looks like. He says the tas karnos alos achaticha bas gimel karnos kazeh. It has three corners. He would cut it in triangles. That was very unusual. So that was his way of identifying that was an unusual cut of meat. If anyone would find that, they would have to return it to him. Why would he do that? He was so concerned he was going to lose his meat. Well, he cut it in triangles? No. The reason he cut it in that way was that he was worried about basrish nesali min ha'ayin. The halacha is that if you have meat that you lost sight of and a guy had access to, so you have to worry that maybe the guy switched non-kosher meat for your meat. But if your meat is very unique and has a simen on it, so then you don't have to worry. So he would cut triangular meat, so you don't have to worry. He knows he has a tvius ayin on that meat. And that way he wouldn't have to worry about basar shesalim min ayin. Asks Tosos, wait a second, is that enough? Just that one simen? Vim tomer, d'ravam perakein ma'midin chavis, which is an abbreviation for four things, ches, abez, yud, and tav. Aser b'chosam echad is aser to have only one chosam on it. Ushmul nami lo polgal el b'chalav aval basar yayin utcheles moda. Everyone agrees that the base, the yud and the tav, which stands for basar yayin and tcheles, you need more than one simon to be sure that you still have your item that you left there. So why is this one simon of cutting in three corners good enough? So says Tosfos from Farish Rabbeinu Tam, da hasamari b'Yisrael chashud. Over there, we're talking about a Jew who's suspicious, who's suspected of switching it. Right? He's going to be much more tricky and have much more chutzpah than a guy. A guy you can trust when there was only one simon. A Jew who's chashud is not going to have the same fear, is not going to be mirtas, because he's going to think you trust him, and therefore you need to have an extra simon by a Jew. Says Gemara Vayter, Dekan Ami Duktani Dumya the Dag Nashuch Shmamina. Right, we see Dag Nashuch is listed together with the Chatichus Shel Basar, so you see clearly with the Chatichus Dagin, so you see clearly that that we're talking about where it has a very unique simon on it. That's when you're going to have to go announce it. Amr Mar, what do we say? Chaviyo Shel Yayin V'Shel Shem V'Shel Tvua V'Shel Grog V'Shel Zesim Harel Shelo. All these standard barrels you're allowed to keep. I've Tanan Kadi Yayin V'Kadi Shem V'Chayv La'achris. But then we learn jugs of wine and jugs of oil you have to announce. Amr Abzeir Amr Av Masisin Barashum. No, when we say that you have to announce it, that's when it's Rashum. What does Rashum mean? It means that it has a unique seal on it that has a simon on it. Mechal de Brisa bePasuch, but that makes it sound like when you don't have to announce it, it's wide open. Ibe Pasuch, but if it's wide open, Aveda Midasi, then the owner has destroyed it, because when you leave it wide open, of course you don't have to announce it, because snakes could have gotten in there, anything could have gotten in there, it's already destroyed. You're not allowed to drink it anyway. So I'm Rav Hoshia B'Meitzif. No, we're dealing with a case where it wasn't open, it was closed, but it wasn't sealed with a special seal. Then you get to keep it. If it was sealed with a special seal, you have to announce it. If it was wide open, you get to keep it, but you can't do anything with it because snakes probably got into it. It's asur mishum sakana. Abai yamar afilu temi idivi idi barashim. Abai says, no, everything could be talking about cases where it's sealed and it has a seal on it. V'lo kasha kan kodim shenivtuchu ha'otzros, kan la'achra shenivtuchu ha'otzros. It depends if it's the time period before the otzros of yayin have been opened up, meaning before people have started selling their barrels. So if it's before people started selling their barrels, so if someone who has this barrel, only one guy is going to have this barrel. But if I have 1,000 barrels in my warehouse with my seal on it, and it was after the time that I started selling it, it could belong to 1,000 people. And lots of people have been buying from me. So it could belong to anybody, and therefore my seal isn't going to be a simon anymore. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Ashka Chavisa de Chamer, like the case of Rav Yaakov Bar Abba found a barrel of wine, La'achar Shniftchu Otsos, after the barrels have been opened up, Asal Kamed Abayi, went to Abayi, Yom Le'zil Shakla Nafshech, Abayi said you can keep it for yourself. Is Makom a good simon or not? You get to keep these things. If Makom is a good simon, you should announce to find the place. Maybe someone will be able to identify the place that it was found. No, you found it in a place where there are thousands of barrels all over the place. It's on the riverbanks where people drop stuff all the time. Why is Raksa de Nahara not a good simon? Just like you happen to have dropped your barrel there, someone else may have done it also. Some say that he made a much broader statement. Why do we always say that Makom in general is not a good simon? Just like this place you happen to drop something, someone else may have happened to drop something in this place also. Who gavr dashka kufra b'matzarta asal kamed Rav, he went to Rav amalei zil shakol nafshach, and Rav said, yeah, you could keep it. Rav saw that the guy wasn't so comfortable with this psak, that he gets to keep it, he doesn't have to announce, nothing. So Rav said, yeah, you can even give Chia, my son, some of it. I'm so confident that you're allowed to keep it, I'll let you give it to my son. Says Rabbi Yaakov Amdin, but he didn't say give it to me. He didn't say I'll even let you give it to me. Why? Because then it looks suspicious. You're not allowed to paskin on something for your own benefit. So he couldn't say, yeah, you're allowed to, I'm so sure you're allowed to keep it, even give me half of it, and that's fine. No, because then it looks like he's paskining just so he can get a piece of it. But for Chia Bri, that you're allowed to say. Lema kasavar Rav, makom lavi simon. So you see, Rav holds, makom is not a good simon. No, he says Rav was able to tell from the item that it was sitting there for a long, long time. And it's not that Makom is not a good simon. Makom is a fine simon, but he was sure that it was sitting there for so long that the Bailim was already miyayish from it. Okay, tomorrow we get into the sugya of lying. When a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie. Okay.